Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Like to apologize to the group. I
love it when something starts like this.
What? It's about time.
What happened?
I forgot to put on deodorant today, and I feel like I'm the stinky kid in school.
That's what it is.
No, we're like filming a TikTok. I'm like, keep your arms down.
How do you forget deodorant?
I just did, okay?
And you don't carry one with you?
You carry deodorant with you?
I'm a bit of a sweater.
Yikes.
Would you like some of mine?
No. You can't share that, can you? No.
I'm going to tell you this.
No.
You have offered me your deodorant before.
What?
There was a time when I was like, we had to go somewhere, and you were like, there's deodorant in the office in like a Tupperware thing. And I was like,
oh,
what?
That, yeah, I kept, yes, yeah, you're right. I did.
And I literally went in there and opened it up, and it was like an Old Spice deodorant, and I like thought about it for a second. I'm like, what are you doing? What has your life become that you're going to rub your pit in the same area as Steve's pit? But that's not that gross.
I don't think it's that bad.
Yes, it is.
But could you, like, if you were going to share my chapstick?
No.
Like, wipe off
yeah,
the top.
Wipe off
yeah.
the top.
That does like nothing.
Wubble, wubble. Yes,
your
it does.
Germs are embedded into that
no,
wax.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
All your nasty, your scabs and stuff is or whatever.
It doesn't. First
scabs.
Off,
what?
Are we talking about the lips or the armpits? If you have scabby armpits, like we have other things to discuss.
No,
like,
the balm, the lip.
Yeah,
balm, yeah.
No.
Why was a deodorant in a Tupperware thing?
Because I had a bunch of loose, like there's band, there was like
oh,
a
okay.
bunch of, yeah.
I thought it was just one,
no.
like the rose. And
have you ever met Steve? He has to have things in containers. Legit.
Yeah.
He used to walk the same size Tupperware thing full of quarters. Same size Tupperware thing. So I imagine his house is just stacked with these things everywhere. And it's like, that's the chapstick Tupperware. Don't put deodorant in the chapstick Tupperware.
Actually, I do. In my medicine cabinet, I have them separated out with, like, you know, the over-the-counter stuff. And then just, yeah. Anyway, back to you and your pits.
Does anybody have deodorant for, like, a spray?
Yeah, spray, sure.
Would you spray some on?
I'd rub it on. I don't have a problem with it. It just depends on the brand, because sometimes they make it worse for me.
Yeah.
Which is...
I think
better.
I have Degree Black and White here.
Oh, then that'll do it.
Yeah.
You can't share pit stick. That's
Why?
Just certain you can't. There's just certain things.
I'm telling you, like, you know this. I would let anybody here borrow my toothbrush.
I just zip
it. Just not yeah, you got a nasty one. But everyone else can.
That's just grody.
I don't think it's that gross.
Can we talk about Mother's Day real quick, because it's this weekend?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do anything for my mom last year. And I just realized it just now. Like, somebody asked me, like, are you doing something for your mom? And I was like, oh my God, the pandemic last year, I just didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to see her again this year.
Why not?
The pandemic. My parents are like, it's a really weird vibe when I talk. She's like, I really miss the kids and I miss that. And she's like, someday we'll all get together again when it's all clear, is the words that she says. I don't know if she needs, like, Biden to come out and light his mask on fire and say it's all clear and hit a big button that goes, I don't know what that all clear is, but until then, we're not like.
What about outside, distance,
tried
masks?
That, suggested that a year ago and like said we'd pee in bottles in the backyard. Like literally said, like my son and I would pee behind the fence. My wife and daughter would go to 7-Eleven if they needed to use the restroom.
And still.
It was like, I think it's, to be honest, I think it's you guys. Like she thinks that I'm living this reckless lifestyle with reckless people.
You're
know
looking
I mean?
At me a lot.
It's hard not to. You're the reckless one.
She's making me feel.
She
like
follows
that.
You on Insta. So
there's a reckless one right there.
But so
now
like,
you made me feel like I've ruined.
No,
it.
It's I. But I do think it's me. It's like it's my lifestyle that's keeping me from. This was supposed to be about Mother's Day, and now this feels like a therapy.
Well,
session.
You're peeing in bottles with your son.
It feels stupid to like send her a. Pizza gift card? Like what do what do I do?
Well, you have siblings, so you have to figure out what they're doing and you have to one up them.
Definitely.
Isn't that how it usually works amongst
for
the kids?
A lot of years. when we became estranged, I swear I never did this on purpose, but my brothers and I are estranged, right?
Right.
So that it's three of them and one of me. So like they usually go in on a present together and then I just buy my mom something. So
and then you guys have to they have to spend time with your mom and then leave and you have to come in behind. You
we
guys
do
can't
sort of
all
time
be,
it like,
yeah, you can't be in the house.
I
together.
Get the brunch and they get the dinner or vice versa.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But the last time we did it, I went over there and they had bought her a thing with like flowers on it, like a little wrought iron thing. And I bought her an iMac.
Score.
Wow. Yeah. You outdid
it. Was mostly a, it was a hand-me-down iMac, but she doesn't know that.
But still, no, you won that round.
So what can I do?
Oh, man. Well, wait. Is she seeing your brothers during this time?
I think she has seen them alone outside the house. Like, they will just swing by, because they all live up there.
Right.
Oh.
It's a little easier.
So, yeah, it's for me, it's a thing. I got to, like, herd the cats, get them all in the grocery, get her in, like, go up there.
Yeah.
Or I guess I could just go up and stand out in front of their house. I don't know.
Make a sign
boom
for
box over
and,
your head.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was a study that said moms love homemade art.
They do not know.
They want something kind of homemade. Steve had a story that I kind of want to tell. It's like, is Mother's Day a real thing?
Oh, like a holiday. Absolutely not.
Oh.
Because I have to say, I told Erin this the other day and she just gave me a snotty look. But like,
well, because I was confused on what you meant at first.
So I said Mother's Day is April 1st because that's her birthday. And I'm like, you should call your mom.
Oh.
On your birthday is stupid. You shouldn't celebrate your birthday. You didn't do anything on your birthday.
You did squat.
Your mom did something.
Amen.
So if your mom has four kids, she gets four Mother's Day.
Oh, wow.
Like you should call your mom on your birthday and say, Happy Mother's Day. Today's the day you became a mom. I win. That's the real holiday. And abolish birthdays. Thank you.
Wow.
Am I wrong? I mean, like, T-Hack is May 1st. There you go. Boom.
I didn't call my mom.
But I mean.
I like that. It makes sense. There's logic in there. Because otherwise, not everyone, like Christmas,
we all agree that that's a day where we like exchange gifts. But like, we just arbitrarily picked the second
weekend in May.
May, and then we all have to force to go out and buy some.
And then as a husband, my kids are worthless, so I have to go buy stuff, and that's not right.
How often do you have to keep thanking your mom for just having relations? That's all she ended up doing.
Well,
letting dad seduce you.
No,
got you drunk.
I think mom did a little bit more.
Okay.
I think Father's Day could probably be a bonus.
There you go.
Because all he did was something he wanted to do anyway.
Amen. There it is.
But
okay, so
mom's had to carry you for 9 months.
Not drink. Have sushi. The hard stuff.
Yeah.
Then there's also like giving birth and all of that. You know.
And then changing your diapers and doing all of this.
Right, wiping the butts.
When the kids hit 18, you can stop thanking mom and stop taking part in Mother's
you
Day.
Think Mother's Day should end when they...
Or at 21.
Oh my God. I think you should thank your mom forever. but just not on that day.
But I like that idea.
I like it too. Yeah. The only like problem I have with it is I need a day that's about me. So, what day is that going to be if you take away my birthday?
We'll come up with something.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.